This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Voting is underway for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. A total of 142 constituencies across seven districts are going to polls in this phase. With long queues formed in Kolkata, Howrah and the 24 Parganas districts, over 39% voting was recorded till 11 a.m. Now we go live to our correspondent Kalyan Lahagupta from Kolkata. Kalyan, what is the latest update on polling from there?
Voting has largely been peaceful. Some reports of influencing voters report in some places, and one in a major incident in Bhavanipur area. There is reports that supporter of Trinamool Congress have gathered outside of polling booth, and leader of opposition and senior BJP leader Shubhendu Adhikari has complained regarding this incident, and CRPF and other security forces have largely been deployed there after this incident.
Thank you Kalyan for that update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the 594-kilometer-long Ganga Expressway in Hardoi district of Uttar Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "The way River Ganga for thousands of years has been the lifeline for Uttar Pradesh, similarly, this expressway will also become the new lifeline of this state's development."
Desh ke sabse bade expressway mein shumar यूपी का सबसे लंबा ग्रीन कॉरिडोर एक्सप्रेसवे ये 5 साल के भीतर भीतर बनकर तैयार हो गया है। एक और गंगा एक्सप्रेसवे का निर्माण पूरा हुआ है तो साथ ही इसके विस्तार की योजना पर भी काम शुरू हो गया है.
The high-speed corridor is expected to significantly boost connectivity across Uttar Pradesh while giving impetus to industrial investment, logistics, agricultural marketing and regional balance. The Ganga Expressway, developed by the Uttar Pradesh Expressways Industrial Development Authority, will connect the western, central and eastern regions of Uttar Pradesh through a single high-speed corridor. It will be the longest expressway in the state. It will reduce the travel time between Meerut and Prayagraj from nearly 12 hours to about 6 hours. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has welcomed Ecuador's decision to initiate the process for joining the India-led International Solar Alliance and International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA. Dr. Jayashankar today met with his Ecuadorian counterpart Gabriela Sommerfeld and discussed ways to enhance cooperation in key sectors such as trade, agriculture and capacity building. He noted that Ecuador is already a member of the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar also announced that an agreement has been reached on the funding for the implementation of quick impact projects and stated that it is a step forward in deepening our development partnership. Government has issued a draft notification outlining proposed amendments to the Central Motor Vehicle Rules 1989. According to a recent notification, the government has proposed draft updates to technical fuel classifications under emission and type approval standards in line with higher ethanol and biofuel blending targets. The draft outlines several key changes. The classification of hydrogen fuel vehicles has been revised from hydrogen plus CN to hydrogen plus CNG. FIFA President Gianni Infantino has commended Prime Minister Narendra Modi's passion for sports, known for his push to expand football's footprint in South Asia. The FIFA chief shared a photograph of Prime Minister Modi playing football with children in Gangtok with the caption, "Football truly unites the world." This isn't the first time the FIFA president has acknowledged Prime Minister Modi's influence. The IMD forecast hot and humid weather conditions over isolated pockets of Odisha, North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and South Coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, till the 2nd of next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.